self-transcendence, I guess.
Well, yeah, but in reality, in nuts and bolts, you suffered, you got better, you got through it, you're still here, you did it.
Yeah, I guess it's like that. Everybody starts and they work through their own sort of doubt and fears and anxieties, and they work through all that, and injuries come up and for you to work on and go and that kind of thing. And then by day five or six, you've got about 80 little Buddhas running around because they've got on top of all their issues and they're in a good space. So, you know, it's quite interesting, actually. You can actually see the transformation of the whole crowd there and the valleys or the troughs of the race and what everybody goes through and, you know, the trials and tribulations of being on your feet for so long.
Now, you've worked on back here for years at this race. This is the first time you actually got out and did it yourself.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually, because quite a few of the runners said that, you know, normally, you know, I'm out here helping set the thing up and run it, and this year I'm on the other side of the fence. Mind you, I still help set it up. So I don't know. It's interesting. The founder's philosophy, Sri Chinmoy, on tennis and love and serve, it's similar. The runners love and the helpers serve, you know, so it's a similar kind of undertone there.
But would you rather be on which side of the fence is the best for you?
There are two parts of the apple, so, and both parts make up the whole. So, you know, they're two very, very different things. I like them both. I'm really happy serving and I'm really happy running.
Okay. Simple question. Will you come back and do it again next year?
Sure. I might step up a notch so and do the 10-day.
Thank you.
Welcome.